Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hinkin with us every Friday. Talk Alabama. Alabama-Georgia game is over. And Kevin, just process everything for us, please.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. I'm going to start off by saying congratulations.
Wait a minute. Patton, is he pulled up? I'm not hearing him. I heard him barely. Barely heard him. Patton, you want to get him? All right. Yeah, get your hands on that. By the way, I didn't mention Penn State's running back who hit the portal, Noah Kane, has committed to LSU. That's a good pickup for LSU. Did I not mention that last hour? I should have. Yeah, I should have. Anyways, we're trying to get Kevin connected back up. I heard him, but it was not audible. I mean, barely. Could barely hear him. Would not have been good enough for the radio audience, so we will refetch him, try and get him all processed. A little later, hour three, Brad will be back with us, bradpowersports.com, all the handicapping, and you can ask some basketball questions today from a betting point of view. That's fair game in hour number three. All right, Kevin Hinkin with us. We'll talk Alabama. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear
Kevin,
me?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bill?
Gotcha.
Okay. I want to begin by saying congratulations to the University of Georgia for winning the 2021 College Football National Championship. I'm really happy for all my Georgia friends. Georgia Dog, L Dog, Round Man, Taylor Bell. You know, you can lose a game, and I hate the fact that Alabama lost to Georgia. There's nobody more competitive than me. But you can lose a game, but be happy for your friends that are fans of the other team. And, Bill, you know, Georgia hasn't won the national championship in 41 years. I cannot imagine how the joy that they feel. I know how we seem to be winning it every other year, and I know how excited I am. I cannot imagine the joy they feel ending the 41-year drought. You know, Bill, they may break fanatics. They may set a record for merchandising purchases after a national championship. But sincere congratulations to all my Georgia friends out there. And before I turn to Alabama, I want to be sure and get this in my segment, Bill. I want to say congratulations to Sylvester Croom, the former Alabama center, was announced as going to be in part of the 2022 College Football Hall of Fame. So overdue, Bill. That was long overdue. So congratulations to Sly Croom for going into the Hall of Fame. All right, Bill, let's talk about Alabama. Bill, I have never in my 44 years of following Alabama been prouder of an Alabama team's effort in a game than I was Monday night. Look, I am not going to get on here, and I'm not going to throw out injury excuses. It sickens me that Texas fans still whine and complain that if they hadn't lost Colt McCoy, they'd have beat us in 2009. I refuse to do that, Bill. The University of Alabama is better than that. I'm better than that, and that it would be incredibly disrespectful to the University of Georgia and their accomplishment Monday night. So we're not going to go there, okay? I've never been prouder of an Alabama effort. When I look back at this 2021 Alabama team, Bill, I'm going to look back with incredibly fond memories. There were issues. The right side of the line was always an issue. Early in the season with so many young players, we had some immaturity issues. We had lack of leadership issues. But they grew after the Texas A&M game, and I'm going to have very fond memories of this Alabama team. You know, the sad thing about whether you win the national championship or lose or however your season ends, there's always the sadness of players that you really like. I'm going to miss all the guys, but there's a couple guys in particular, Fedarian Mathis, on and off the field. Fedarian Mathis, big number 48, is one of my absolute favorite players to ever wear the Alabama uniform, and I'm sorely going to miss him, but hope he has a long, productive career in the NFL. Brian Robinson, the Tuscaloosa Hillcrest product. Brian is an example of what college football is all about, Bill. You know, he could have quit. He could have been a quitter, could have gone in the portal, could have whined. He didn't do that. He worked hard. He continued to work until it was his turn to step up and be the man. He had a monster year for Alabama. So I am so going to miss Brian Robinson. But there again, you know, I just hope he goes off and has a great, long career in the National Football League. I'm excited about 2022, Bill. Got a couple. I think without a shadow of a doubt, I can sit here and tell you that I expect them to be one of the four teams in the college football playoffs next year. And the playoffs next year are the Peach Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl in your favorite city in the world, Glendale, Arizona. And hopefully Alabama will be one of the two teams that play in Inglewood, California on January the 9th next year. But there's a couple things going into spring before I really get a firm grip on you know, where I think this team will be. Number one, we need to see where the coaching changes are going to be, and there will be coaching changes, Bill. Bill O'Brien is, you know, interviewing for the Jacksonville Jaguars job. A lot of people expect that he will get that offer and take it. Personally, I know some Alabama fans disagree with me. Personally, I'd love to see Bill O'Brien come back for continuity. Second year as an offensive coordinator, I think he did an admirable job. He had a lot of issues he had to deal with, but we'll just see where he goes. Need to decide who the two tackles on offense are going to be. And there are people there in Alabama that have the opportunity to step up and do that. If not, if they determine after spring practice that there's a hole there, they will go to the portal and get somebody. Got to figure out the wide receiver room. But there's a lot of young talent coming back. And don't trash on those young kids who were thrown into the battle Monday night without a lot of experience. That is not an accurate, fair assessment of them. Give them a time to go through spring practice. A.J. Hall have been in the outhouse all season long. Things kind of went off the rail for him. Not long after the 8A game, he became a father for the first time, and that just kind of threw him for a loop. But let's give AJ a second chance to go through spring practice and develop. And then for me, Bill, a key going into spring is Alabama has got to improve its defensive line play. And I don't know, Bill, if that means a new coach replacing Freddie Roach or what it is, but Alabama's got to step up in this defensive line play. But, Bill, you know, hated losing the national championship more than anything, Bill, but I'm extremely proud of this 2021 Alabama team.
And Coach O'Brien has been mentioned with the Jacksonville job. I don't know where that's at, but do you feel like there will be a new offensive coordinator?
Yeah, you're hearing strong rumors that, you know, it sounds like he's the leading candidate there. Now, I say that because I don't follow the NFL like college football, but what I've read there, I personally, like I said, I would love for year number two of Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator, but it sounds like he's the leading guy, and there's a very good chance that he will move on. There's, what, eight openings in the NFL? I find it hard to believe that Bill O'Brien won't land one of those. And wherever Bill O'Brien goes as a head coach, he will take Doug Marrone, the offensive line coach, with him. Their best
Anything new on Dan Mullen and Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, if the offensive coordinator job becomes open, Dan Mullen will be no doubt Nick Saban's first choice, and it'll all be down to whether Dan wants the job. There are other names that have been floating around, and I know for a fact that Coach Saban's been doing some background and some due diligence on some candidates that he has. I will say this, the Jeremy Pruitt returning took a step forward again this week. I'm not saying it will return as whether it's a defensive coordinator or as an offensive, just a position coach or even in some type of a consulting capacity, but I can tell you Jeremy Pruitt's return took another step forward this week.
Kevin Hagan with us every Friday to talk Alabama. Now, the Ricks kid at corner, Gibbs at running back. Are there any other possibilities when it comes to incoming transfers?
There absolutely are. Alabama is doing its due diligence. I think there's a possibility that we could see Alabama adding one or two players in the portal before spring practice. And then again, as I talked earlier about the offensive tackle position, I would not be surprised to see Alabama fill holes post spring practice. If Alabama fans will remember, we didn't bring Jameson Williams in until after spring practice was over. There has been a tremendous interest from very, very talented players that have showed an interest in transferring to Alabama, and most of them are not in the portal right now, but if given the green light, they would jump in the portal for the opportunity to play football at the University of Alabama.
I don't remember every Nick Saban national championship game post-game press conference, and he's been a winner in a lot of those, and he's lost a couple of them, but he seemed really at peace after this game.
He did, and I think that's great. Did he like losing? Heck no. I can guarantee that it ate at his inner core that Alabama did not win that game. But as I mentioned last Monday on your show, you know, Coach Saban was very, very proud of what this team had accomplished, what it had overcome, how it had grown since the Texas A&M game. And let's be honest, Coach Saban was happy for Kirby Smart. You could tell that in the postgame meeting at midfield. He was happy for, you know, his former longtime assistant coach that he finally had an opportunity to win a national championship. And I love that Coach Saban evacuated the moron that asked the moron question when he stood up and defended Bryce Young and Will Anderson. That's why players love playing for Nick Saban. He pushes them hard, but Bill, he loves them and he will defend them. And I love that he decapitated that idiot at the press conference.
Yeah, that was a moment. That moment where he started praising those two players up there with him, Bryce Young and Will Anderson, was one that went viral on Twitter. I think everybody has seen that one.
I can assure you, Bill, the idiot that asked that question never even played middle school football.
Kevin Hagan joins us. What about quarterback? Now, not the starting quarterback at Alabama. We're pretty sure about that one. But what's the rest of the quarterbacking look like there? Are they comfortable?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, you know, we know Ty Simpson had the opportunity to come in and play the scout team quarterback ahead of the Cincinnati game and then ahead of the Georgia game. And I'm not gonna put him on a pedestal. I'm not gonna do this to Ty Simpson, but Bill, the returns from people in the program, the return from some NFL scouts that were there watching our players in the practices, Bill, oh my gosh. It's off the chart positivity about Ty Simpson. I am so looking forward to seeing that young man. Jalen Milroe will return, of course. It looks like he's not in the portal yet. He has no indications that he will. I hope he comes back. Paul Tyson has hopped in the portal, and no comment on that one. This year we kind of had to hold our breath with the quarterback play all year, praying that Bryce Young didn't go down. We don't want Bryce to go down next year, but if he does, Ty Simpson is an incredibly talented young man, incredibly talented. And I'm anxious to see how Jalen Milroe progresses in the spring.
Kevin, always good, sir. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you next week.
Have a great Friday and roll Tide.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday to talk Alabama. Very thorough right there. Brad coming up hour number 3, but we're clear rest of the way. F&M Bank Hotline 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to build right on schedule 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area. Here comes that traffic in from Rutherford County. Trying to move a wreck right now on the 900 block at Church Street, Briley Parkway, and Ashland City Highway. We saw some flashing lights over there. Tons of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Visit PensacolaBeach.com and plan out your next trip to the beach. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Hey, we were talking. Remember yesterday we were talking about Stetson Bennett taking a pull on some pappies? How wonderful that was. Although I did get some complaints from the aficionados out there who said, you don't take some pappies and take a plug out of the bottle, Bill. Well, this was a special occasion. Post-game, Stetson Bennett, former walk-on. Danny down in Brunswick knows the guy who got the bottle, brought it to Indy. Emailed us when he heard us talking about it yesterday. He's down there in the St. Simons area, Brunswick area. Here's another Danny. Now, I think this Danny's in Georgia, too, but it doesn't say. Bill, MD2020 stands for Mogan Davis 2020, not Mad Dog. Well, yes, but everybody calls it Mad Dog. I mean, that's what I grew up hearing, Mad Dog 2020. That's what everybody calls it, but it stands for MD, stands for Mogan Davis. Now, I appreciate that. I hadn't thought about that because we just all assume the name. Mad Dog, y'all. Makes you like a mad dog. Sam Dog. A lot of dogs out there, man, in Perry, Georgia. And by the way, for you Vol fans, I tried to get our Tennessee guy, Dan Harrelson, on, and I got a message back. This is late yesterday. He said, Bill, I'm a no-go for now. I just tested positive, and he's not feeling well. He said, let me get through this, and then we'll come back on the show. So I tried to get him on for this morning, but that's a no-go. Sam Dog down in Perry, Georgia. Imagine the day that Jim Donnan had. Jim's a good friend. I hadn't talked to him in a while, but Jim's a good friend. One former player, Champ Bailey, got into the College Hall of Fame, and the other former player, Kirby Smart, wins the Natty. It's not bad. Have a couple of pupils like that, huh? Not bad at all. Georgia Dog. on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, did Jeff and the Burrow say Georgia has a basketball team? Question mark. Who knew, Bill? Georgia basketball is not watchable. We got a lot of people down in Georgia who listen to the show, even you guys who really, really like basketball. See, I can take you back to the Georgia 83 team that got to the Final Four. I've seen Georgia look good in basketball before. Not a lot through the years, but I've seen it. So, Georgia dog, you're right. I saw Georgia play. Actually, they played Kentucky pretty close for a half. What was that, about a week or two ago? But Georgia basketball is just forever floating in the abyss. It's just gross. That's all I can say. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. He said, here's some words that me and my buddy said before we killed a pint of Mad Dog 2020 back in the day. Up to it, down to it. Damn the man that can't do it. He said, that's what we kept chanting. Said, before we walked into the football game every Friday night, and we would take on some MD 2020, Bill. Yes. Mogan Davis, but we call it Mad Dog. So I'm corrected there. Yeah, we still call it Mad Dog. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, if Saban takes in Mullen, he's not going to like his recruiting, but he's good on the field. Yeah, I don't think you bring in Dan Mullen because you're looking for a stud recruiter. Yeah, I don't think that would be the point. I think Nick probably thinks we're covered pretty good here. We're okay. Georgia dog. Bill Kirby told Nick after the game that he thought this was Saban's best coaching job. And I 100% agree with that, he says. Might be. Yeah, we've speculated on that a lot. Julia in Atlanta. Great analysis by Kevin on the Bama season. Agree 100% on Bill O'Brien. Quarterbacks, balls of steel to Kevin for that. Couple of others here we're going to call. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, tell Julia, we all know. I'm not. I'm glad I added that. Jim, I'm not going there. Jim, you almost had me there, buddy. You almost had me. You almost had me. Two more words and Julia gets mad. I'm not doing it. I do not want to make Julia mad today. I've made Julia mad over the last 30 years quite a few times. But she's yet to dump the show. So I don't want to tempt her today. Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. Who did you say we have on hold here, Patton? Wayman in Georgia checking in with us today. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Just wanted to tell you my story about Mad Dog. Back when I was stupid, me and a couple of guys went and we started off with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
And then we bought some cheap bourbon. And then somebody gave us a bottle of Mad Dog. And about we camped out that night and about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I was on my hands and knees.
And, swearing you'd never do it again.
Oh, no. One time was enough for me. And the next day, I had to help my daddy fix fences on the farm. When I got to sweating, he said, looked at me, he said, what did you drink last night, boy? I said, you don't want to know, daddy.
I think a lot of people have that story.
Oh,
similar account.
Yeah, but one time broke me from sucking eggs. I know that.
No,
but yeah, that's my story. But I was hoping Kevin would go over all those that went in the transfer portal for Alabama. I know Paul talked to him, but I didn't ever hear them. Do you know?
The 5-star linebacker out of Texas, the big 6'5 kid who really just never looked as good as his clippings. He was one. There was a offensive lineman in there. There weren't. I mean, not to be disrespectful to the players, but there weren't. really, there was not a the tight end who had been in Nick's doghouse from early in the season, Billingsley, he was in there. Now, he's a pretty good player when he's right. I'll give you that. But there wasn't anything in there that's matter of fact, for Alabama, it's quietly, thank you, we're going to fill these with better people.
Yeah, Billingsley, he was okay, but when you need him to catch the ball, he couldn't catch it. So
he got in the doghouse from the beginning and never got out. Well, I don't know if he never got out. I shouldn't say that, but it set a really bad precedent for his season. It really did.
Yeah. All right, Bill. I just want to give you my story when I was stupid. So
all right, Ben.
I wised up right quick, like. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the call. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, I said it yesterday. Chugging it like that is disrespectful to the distiller and also to the bourbon. Yeah, I have several people hit me later in the day and said, Bill, that hurts my eyes. Nothing against Stetson Bennett, but you do not take Pappy's and chug it like you're at the bar and you're finishing off a pitcher of beer. Well, first of all, I've never had Pappy's. I don't even know. Have I been around? I think I've seen it. I think. But I've never been around. I've never had it. But I will tell you this. Because of these conversations we're having, I will have a bottle of Pappy's at some point. I could just see Michelle. What's this $7,000 charge? Oh, don't worry about that, honey. That's just a bottle of Pappy's. It's all good. Yeah. Look, I'm a guy. Every guy needs a bottle of Pappy's. You've got to have that just to show your buddies. Hey, look what I got, y'all. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Stetson Bennett chugging some Pappies was great. That could have been Evan Williams' Green Label, and he wouldn't have known the difference. True. I doubt Stetson Bennett at, what is Stetson Bennett, 22, 23 years old? I doubt Stetson Bennett has ever thought about or cared about the level of whiskey that he may be sipping on. I don't even know if Stetson Bennett's the kind of guy that sips on that. Obviously, after that game he did. That doesn't mean that he's a guy that ever Stetson Bennett's so busy being the quarterback at Georgia, until now, I don't know when he's had time to sit down and sip on some Pappies. Too busy winning natties. Can't be sipping Pappies all the time and winning natties all the time. You got to choose one or the other. Now, after the natty, take a plug on some Pappies. Let me also ask you guys this. Remember how the, it was a pro game, I don't remember the one, wasn't it a John Madden deal or something where they started the ice bath thing, and now ice baths are at the end of a game or end of a bowl game or end of a big game or end of a national championship. The coach gets an ice bath, a Gatorade bath, whatever. All right, did Stetson Bennett start something there with that bottle of Pappy's? Like, whoever wins, for example, let's say, all right, I could say Alabama. But see, Alabama wins it all the time. And Alabama will be favored to win it next year. Let's say Ohio State wins it. I'm gonna try and be balanced here. Buckeyes win it. Coach Knowles comes in. He fixes the defense. And Ryan Day gets a natty next year. After the game, is C.J. Stroud holding some Pappies? Taking a plug off of it. Is that a new tradition? First of all, Pappies is really hard to get your hands on. That would be a problem for after those games. Like, does somebody on each team that could win a national championship get assigned, you have to go find us a bottle of Pappies? I would like that. If that becomes a tradition, I doubt it does, but if it would or does become a tradition, I would like that. Bottle of Pappies. Or for you Notre Dame fans, I know what everybody's going to say. Bill, you've told us forever that Notre Dame's not good enough to win a natty. Well, that's true. But let's just say they do, and it's Tyler Buckner's By the way, Tyler Buckner might be too young. C.J. Stroud might be too young, now that I think of it. C.J. Stroud is going into this next year is his third year, right? He might not be 21. Probably isn't. Tyler Buckner definitely isn't 21. All right, let's just say Notre Dame wins it and Tyler Buckner is 21. It's a couple of years down the road. Do they pull out some pappies? Does the Vatican send some pappies Notre Dame's way? That's what I want to know. No, Kev up in Chicago. Bill, how would the pappy people feel if Stetson took a drink out of a Gatorade cup? That's a good question. So, okay, hey, Stetson, post-game, we're happy. I've got a $6,000 bottle of Pappy's here. But here's the thing. People are going to be taking pictures, and if you take a swig out of the bottle, it's disrespectful. Let's pour it in a Gatorade cup. I mean, does it have to be, I guess his question, no, Kev's question is, does it have to be a formal, really nice whiskey glass? Would that make everybody happy? Coach Marshall, we used to take in that 151 Wild Turkey at MTSU when he was in college. 151, in the 150, in that Bacardi? What I thought that was. Grant, as in 30 for 30 Grant, who was in Indianapolis and had a blast up there for the Natty. And I don't know, Grant. I know you go slow with these 30 for 30s. I don't know. Next several months, maybe he's got a release. I don't know. Grant is the sole proprietor here when it comes to these. He says, Bill, Georgia basketball did beat Tiger High last month. Now, if you don't know who that is, that's what people who do not like Memphis, meaning the school. I don't think Grant cares about Memphis either way, but that's what they call Memphis, Tiger High. The Memphis Tigers, that's what Tennessee fans, that's what the Cosby Cattleman, he kind of got that started on this show. Back in 96, Memphis, who had never beaten Tennessee ever in football, beat Tennessee and Peyton Manning. And I remember the very first call I took that week was some Tennessee fan, voice cracking, and he says, we just lost to Tiger High. And it kind of sounded like that. It sounded pathetic. He was literally weeping. That's how bad he was. So Georgia basketball beat Penny Hardaway, right? I think I remember that. Maybe I don't. Chad up in D.C. says, Bill, and Chad's a big Sparty fan. With Harbaugh adding to his staff, do you think he stays? And this reported interest was more of a plot to negotiate a new contract. Could have very well been that. Could have very well been that. Yeah, if you're Mike Elston, you're not going back. Now, that's your alma mater. If the guy who hires you, Harbaugh, might be getting out of there, I wouldn't think. He's very comfortable at Notre Dame. 12 years there. Could have stayed another 12 if he wanted. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier when Clyde up in Detroit hit us up. That would make me think he's not going, but I don't know for sure. That might just be a publicity thing. All right, we'll get a break. Market does want a crater today. It's looking ugly. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro. Just heavy up through the Hickory Hollow area. Same goes for that traffic flow now coming in from Montgomery County on 24 through Cheatham County. Also, all that traffic coming in from Clarksville. It was a minor wreck, 24 westbound near Harding Place. Warmer weather waiting for you. Check it out today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Kingwood Construction is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Kingwood Construction. For driveways, patios, outdoor living spaces, and much more, call the pros today at 615-456-4136. That's 615-456-4136. Kingwood Construction, saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Bubby, down in Newnan, Georgia. Bubby was up in Indianapolis. By the way, commitment is 3 weeks, just under 3 weeks. It's Wednesday and Thursday of the first two of those in February, the 2nd and 3rd at the Omni. We've got the link up there for you as well. Bubby, Bill, if Todd Monken leaves for the NFL, does Kirby get the gang back together and hire Mike Bobo as his offensive coordinator? That's a very good question. I don't know. Mike Bobo, I like Mike, and heck, last time I was at Georgia, he was the offensive coordinator there. Interviewed him. And so we'll see. You know, went out to Colorado State and has been at various stops since then. Would they bring him back? One of theirs, a quarterback there in the mid-90s. I really don't know what the thinking is right now, whether they bring him back or not. His resume has not been as successful here through the years. Has his resume gotten a little bit, now I don't want to use the word tarnished because I like Mike, but as far as production on the field, being a quarterback guy, an offensive coordinator guy, is the resume real updated and happy? And I would say it's kind of flat right now. It's kind of flat to down. So I don't know. Josh in London, Ohio. Hello, Josh.
So, hey, I think I'd have probably been all right with him drinking it out of a Gatorade cup, because at least at least he poured it before he drank it, didn't chug it right out of a bottle. But now, I mean, there are more proper ways to drink it than I drink it. I just pour it in a glass, or you know, some people have a whole collection of different types of glasses and
right.
you know, what have you to sip it out of and smell and all that. But yeah, Bill, I highly recommend you get your bottle. Just if you don't even drink it, that's fine. Just keep passing it down to your boys and then your grandkids and all that. That's a bottle to have.
I'm gonna get one. No, I'm absolutely gonna get one. Now, here's my question: do you think Stetson Bennett was the first person to take a plug out of that bottle?
No, probably not. There are probably people that have more money than they know what to do with. That would not care to disrespect it like
no,
that.
But do you think, maybe I didn't word that right, do you think that picture of him taking the chug, do you think he was the first one who took a chug out of that bottle, or you think somebody else earlier in the night took a chug out of there?
I would say he was probably the first one. The bottle looked pretty full.
Yeah.
So
true.
I would say he was the first one. Now, the Corona Bros may not like that it was probably passed around after that and everybody just drinking out of the same bottle. But
I would have,
you know,
hey, Josh, if I was the 10th guy, I would have taken a chug out of that thing.
Well, it's bourbon. It's going to kill whatever germs are on the, you know, on the mouth hole, I guess. So, I mean, but... Bill, if you ever get the opportunity to even taste it before you buy it, I would do it. It's going to be expensive.
Oh,
like three figures.
I know.
So, it's really phenomenal. So, Bill, really, that's all I got for you. Oh, real quick, and I'll hang up and listen to this. The hires Ohio State made, we got a guy out of Cincinnati and a guy from the Jaguars. So if you could touch on that real quick, I appreciate it, and I'll hang up.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it very much. Looks like some good hires there. I don't know either one of these guys. So a lot of times I will know these coaches. In most cases I will. In some form or fashion I will know them. And the two guys you're talking about, I was looking into. I've read about them and all that, but I do not know them. But they look like good acquisitions. They look good for you guys. Noah Cain to LSU, running back. That's a nice pickup for Brian Kelly and company. Julia down in Atlanta says, we can take an insult. Doesn't really matter. Life is too short. Thanks for thinking of us, though. Yeah, Julia's been part of the show for long, long. Back to the WLAC days. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I love it that Stetson chugged on that bottle of Pappy to be young and dumb. Yeah, I would assume that Stetson Bennett had no idea what he was chugging. Just here's a good... You don't know how fortunate you are, Stetson. You got to take a tug on some Pappies. Now, Josh has had some, he said. I've never had any. Yeah, I've never had any. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, MD Banana Red. Oh, I can smell it as I type it. The childhood sucked if you didn't get sick on some MD 2020. I've got a, just told you my Galveston story. It was gross. I'm almost positive I haven't had any since then. Stranger Hugger says, I think Stetson can do whatever he wants. Bleep the haters. There's not any haters out there. It's just a couple of people hit me up and said, Bill, you don't do that to a bottle of Pappy's. You gotta do it right. Well, Stetson probably wasn't in any position to say, hey, somebody find me a nice, really formal whiskey glass so I can pour it right for the haters out there. No, it's hand me that bottle. I'm taking what's mine. That's what he was doing. I don't blame him. I'm a Stetson Bennett fan. I'm even more so that he got some pappies. All right, Brad's coming up. I guarantee you Brad's never had pappies. Hour number three, Brad will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro. Just heavy up through the Hickory Hollow area. Same goes for that traffic flow now coming in from Montgomery County on 24 through Cheatham County. Also, all that traffic coming in from Clarksville. It was a minor wreck 24 westbound near Harding Place. Warmer weather waiting for you. Check it out today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at goggincold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Hey, Pat, get that Larry Munson clip. You have that thing handy? We played earlier. Somebody went back in the Larry Munson archives and pulled audio clips that would fit the description of the pick six towards the end of the Georgia-Alabama game. Obviously, you're not going to have specific names because those names were part of the previous play-by-play audio from Larry Munson. But this is pretty good. Now, the audio towards the end fades, but that's not on our end. That's just the audio that they pulled But take a listen. This is remarkable. And again, the description of the pick six that pretty much finished off the Georgia-Alabama game.
Looked at the clock, and Alabama's got three timeouts. Dogs lead for the first time. We've been behind for 17 hours. Now we got a lead, but Alabama's got three timeouts. Everything now is extremely large. Georgia suddenly has climbed on top. The team on the bench asked the crowd to get in it again. Here's Alabama trying to save themselves. Alabama up to the line. Is this the last time of the day for them? Where does he throw? Three left and one right. He's back to throw. He's throwing long to the left.
Intercepted on the 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Inside and came wide open. 68 yards for a touchdown. Part of that new patched up, crippled up, gone, graduated, sunk secondary. Suddenly.
And again, the audio fades down the stretch there a little bit. That's just from the audio they captured. But that is a, otherwise, that is an incredible job. Patton, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody even doing something like that in football or any other sport. Wow. That is. Going back and finding clips that match a current situation, a current play that just happened, is wild. Wow. All right. If you folks are a little queasy this morning, I'm saying your stomach is a little queasy. I'm about to read something, and I don't want to upset your stomach, so you may want to tune out for about a minute. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, my Mad Dog story is nasty. First time I had MD 2020, also the first time I had raw oysters. Oh. We'll just let the rest of it be what you think happened. Oh, no. No, no, no. Sorry, everybody. If you're listening to me right now and you're about to serve up some breakfast, I apologize. I think I just ruined it. I'm sorry. But I had to do it. I had to read that. Chad says, Bill, can you put that Larry Munson call on Twitter? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Give me, I'll tell you what, let me get to the top here. Chad's in Macon, Georgia. Yeah, let me get to the top, and I'll find it somewhere, and I'll place it. I mean, it's everywhere. If you wanted to, Chad, and I'd be glad to post it, but I mean, all you got to do is in your search mechanism on Twitter, just put Larry Munson, and it'll come up. Yeah, it'll come up right for you. Market this morning, and I got to tell you, I planned yesterday. I was shorting the market yesterday, and quite successfully. I was not common stock. I was shorting the options, meaning I was buying puts, and I got out. And I was up not quite 100%. This was about an hour left in the day, the market day. With about 5 minutes to go, I got to thinking, okay, it's a long weekend. Monday is a market holiday, Martin Luther King Day. And it's a long weekend, so it's a three-day weekend. And the market is really skittish right now. Just about inflation and just everything, right? I thought, okay, people are going to be nervous Friday. I'm going to go ahead and buy some more. I'm going to short some more before the close. And right now the market is cratering pretty good. The Dow's down about 300 in the pre-market. So I should be able to get out of those pretty handily this morning. Pretty happily this morning, too. Yeah, my boy at dental school, Billy, also was part of the short. I think Cameron is, too. I think my other older boy, Cameron. He's the one that just hit the parlay for almost $2,100. That parlay was Clemson minus the points in their bowl game. Oklahoma minus the points in their bowl game. The over in the Purdue-Tennessee game. And Georgia and Alabama win their semifinal games outright. 200 paid him like $2,083. My boys have been hot lately, man. They have. Dudes have been hot. I wish that little card was mine, but it wasn't. It was his. Yeah, I'm going to tell Brad about that one. Probably saw me tweet it, but I'll tell him about it. All right, Brad's coming up. Hour number three. So if you have any football, and I do think he's taking basketball. If you have some basketball betting you're going to do this weekend, throw it at us. Omni Nashville Hotel.